It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population were gone. 4.2 billion people. What followed was a complete collapse of society as we knew it, and those that remained behind had to learn to survive in the wasteland of moral degradation. But even in the darkest of times, there are moments that ignite the spark of hope.
Well, that was kind of a bust.
Yeah, I'm sorry you got dragged out here for nothing.
Oh, I don't mind. I wish you'd let me tag along more often, actually. It's good to be able to get out of the house every once in a while, you know? I sometimes feel like I'm losing my mind in that place.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I just realized, this is like the first time you and I have ever been on our own for this long.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it is.
So, can I ask you things? Because I know hardly anything about you. This feels like the perfect opportunity. I mean, it's not like you can run off somewhere.
Oh, don't underestimate me. I've been known to jump from moving vehicles.
Oh, haha. Seriously, though, we know almost nothing about you. I mean, sure, Cohen has told us a lot, but I can't tell if he's making it all up and, like, exaggerating, or if what he says is actually fact. I mean, you're pretty mysterious, you know?
Well, Cohen tends to embellish things for dramatic effect.
Okay.
It's what makes him such a good storyteller, but there's usually a pretty good nugget of truth in his tales.
Well, he is really good at keeping our attention.
Exactly what stories has he been telling everyone about me?
Well, Kate's favorite stories involve a girl named Nicole.
Yeah, I figured.
Wheeler likes anything with you guys in the army, and Alan likes those ones too. Mrs. Potter, she just loves pretty much any story Cohen will tell. I don't know if she counts.
And what about you? You got a favorite story?
If I tell you, will you tell me your version of it?
That depends on what it is.
Senior prom.
Oh, he didn't tell you about that.
In graphic detail. I mean, right down to how pale your butt was.
First and only time I drank that much. Also, last time I ever trusted Cohen with mixing the drinks.
So it's all true then?
That story needed no embellishment. I can't believe he told you guys about that. You know, I'm seriously considering stapling his lips shut.
Well, if it weren't for his stories, none of us would know anything about you. If we're being honest, Fox, you can be pretty intimidating sometimes. You have, like, this constant dark cloud hanging over you. You're always off to the side brooding. I mean, it's off-putting to a lot of people. I've just been trying to get you to smile just once.
Like this?
Oh, my God. Okay, that's enough. But you can smile. I knew it.
Yeah. I don't mean to be the depressing, moody guy all the time. It's just, you know, I have a ton to worry about, and...
Oh, I mean, I know. You've got a lot on your mind. I don't know how you do it myself. If I was under even a fraction of the stress that you are, I might have tried to blow my brains out or something.
Don't even joke about that sort of thing, Jamie. Seriously, none of us could be able to cope without your cynicism.
You know, I'm more than just my sarcastic comments.
I know. You're also a pillar of strength for all of us. You've got a good heart. And I'm sure that behind that biting wit, deep down, deep down, way deep down, deep down, there's a tiny little gushy center.
Kate.
You
know, when you staple Cohen's mouth shut, can you get hers too?
I'll keep it in mind.
Seriously, though. I didn't used to be Miss Sarcastic all the time. It started sometime in college. I had this really bad string of relationships. I guess I was looking for something more than the guys I was dating were willing to give. And, you know, I could only ever attract the wrong kind of guy. So I figured out that I was able to keep people at a safe distance with sarcasm.
Yeah, and then you realized it was really hard to stop when you did find someone you wanted to be closer to, right?
Exactly. Maybe I'm broken or something.
No, you're not broken.
Well, then why am I having such a hard time with... I mean, why is it so hard to let people in?
Because no matter how much you want it, part of you is screaming that it's never going to change. And it's constantly telling you that the person is just going to disappoint you like all the others. Even if you know in your soul that it's wrong, that little voice can be deafening. Mm. It makes it so even when you're willing to open up, you wind up sabotaging it all, dooming it to failure.
I suppose. So how would someone go about changing that?
It isn't something you can turn on and off. You need to find someone who can accept you as you are, and is willing to look past all of that. Someone who can be patient and take things at your pace. They need to earn that trust that you're so reticent to give. The person you deem worthwhile will be all of those things and more. They'll be someone who not only accepts your cutting wit, but loves you for it.
So a kindred spirit?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I know someone like that.
Do I know him? Do you want me to talk to him?
You're assuming it's a him?
No, sorry. I shouldn't have... You're free to... You seem... I really just stepped in it, didn't I?
Relax, Fox. It's definitely a guy.
That was cruel, Nichols.
But oddly enjoyable. I mean, you're really cute when you're all uncomfortable. I can't help it.
I smiled for you.
I know, and it was adorable. Thank you for the offer to help with this guy. But I think I need to handle it on my own. He seems... a little slow on the uptake, especially lately.
Well, it's his loss.
Maybe it's both of ours. Okay, change of subject. If the virus hadn't destroyed everything, what do you think you'd be doing?
Like at this very moment?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Right before things went crazy, I was actually contemplating another tour in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
And at the same time, I was trying to figure out how to tell Cohen he needed to get his butt in school. I love the guy, but I was starting to feel like I was preventing him from having a life. Mm. And now that I see him with Kate, I think he was meant for so much more. And I can't help but wonder if he'd be married now with a couple of kids if it hadn't been for me.
Well, you're not responsible for his choices, Fox.
That's nice of you to say, but there's a lot you don't know about the two of us. He's been like a big brother I never had, always looking out for me, and I seriously can't even imagine my life without him in it.
Well, don't you ever... I mean, didn't you ever want to meet that special someone? You know, get married and have kids and all that yourself?
You know, I honestly thought I had met that someone once, but it didn't work out. And after that, I just sort of gave up on that dream. You know, I figured I'd live vicariously through Cohen. Plus, I'd get to be the fun uncle who got the kids into all sorts of trouble. I'd be good at that.
I think you'd be a good dad. I mean, you do have a way with the kids back at Homestead. It's weird. None of us grown-ups can get through your walls, but those kids, they think you're the greatest. You and Cohen both. I listen to the way they talk about you during lessons, and... I just can't help but wonder what your own kids would say about you.
My dad's a jerk.
Stop it. I bet they'd worship you like the kids back at home do.
Yeah, maybe. We may never know.
Well, I don't know. You never know what lies ahead. I mean, you may have met the person you're meant to be with already. She might be... someone already in your life. Someone close to you, even. You just haven't realized it yet. And maybe one day soon, you'll wake up and you'll have that feeling. And you won't be able to stop thinking about her. And then you'll see her, and all you'll want to do is sweep her up in your arms. Look her deep into the eyes and, you know. And then you'll tell her how you can't stand another minute without her in your life. And then you'll get married and have three amazing kids.
Wow, you've thought about this a lot, haven't you?
You know, just once or two times an hour for the last few months.
Well, it's a really nice fantasy, and who knows? You could be right.
I hope so. You deserve something good in your life, Fox. You know, something special.
No, I appreciate the sentiment. And we're home at last.
That felt fast.
Yeah, time goes faster when you're having a good conversation. Okay, listen, I've got to take care of a few things before dinner. So do me a favor, find Kate or Alan or someone and let them know we came up with nothing, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Jamie.
Yeah?
If that fella you got your eye on doesn't wise up soon, you let me know. I'll see you later.
Yeah. You'll be the first to know.